So this next image that Simon has sent me is, I think, remarkable for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's the texture that doesn't immediately jump out to you, but evolves the more you look at it. It forces you to the margins because you want to get a sense of what is this space that's been interrupted by light, this incredible whiteness that is swarming at the center of the painting. And then you look at these little, sort of shards. It's almost as if there's been an explosion in water. There's droplets coming down. There's smoke in the air that's filled the hazy sky. I really feel that it's a seascape, just sort of the flatness and the depth of the dark and its extensiveness as it goes into the beyond. But then this white that has appeared at the center of the painting, it really does look like a painting, but it's the photograph. It seems that it is really suspended in a way as well, midair. It leaves an impression on the surface below, but it has a center that is a force from which all the other figurines are emanating from. And so to begin to consolidate what I think you experience when you look at this, I think we're adrift. There's a swarm of energy as well. There's big splashes and faint splashes. There's wisps. Wisp. Wisp is it like a nice word. Wisp. Wisps. There's sort of a feathering as well. There's a fog. And there is, to deliberate, I think I would go with Wisp as my first title, and I would think as a second title, there's a word that slipped in my grasp. I might have to redo it. but hold on a second. I'm sorry.